Well, coming up this weekend, July 7th and 8th, Casey Fun Days is having a good time here this year. Now, they say there's more to see in 23, and I guess we'll find out here this Friday and Saturday. Brett Wedemeyer is with us here this morning. He's a member of the Casey Service Club, among his other duties, and helping to coordinate a lot of these events that'll be going on. It's a pretty packed schedule, and we look forward to a good weekend. Brett, how are you this morning?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
Well, good. How difficult was it? How much time did you guys put into getting this program all put together?
Well, we've probably been working on lining up stuff for, I would say, probably since about February or March. We really kind of started focusing on what we were going to do schedule-wise and stuff. It's kind of, you know, after a few years, you do kind of get into the routine of it. But at the same time, we like to add some new stuff every year. So we try to get a little bit of advanced planning on it. So I think we got a pretty decent lineup ready for this year. So.
Well, good. Well, yeah, when you talk about entertainers and stuff, I mean, you got to work with their schedules too. So it's a little different every year.
Yeah, yep, no doubt.
Very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about the importance of Casey Fun Days. A lot of communities have their town festivals and events and things like this. How important is this event to Casey and the Casey Service Club?
I think everybody in town, it's been a tradition, well, longer than I've been alive. I guess I'm not even quite sure how long ago it actually started, but for as long as I can remember, every year in July, it's usually always the second weekend of the month, they have their big town celebration. And I think everybody in town kind of just looks forward to getting, having a reason to go downtown and get out and kind of visit with everybody else around town and just have some entertainment you only get once a year in a small town like that.
So. Well, it kind of is one of those things, too, for youngsters who maybe stay there in the community, don't move away after school and stay there in the community. It's kind of something that connects them
yep.
to home.
Yeah, I really think it is. We have a lot of people, you know, that grew up and had to move away to a larger city or whatever the circumstances were, that every year it's just tradition that the whole family comes back for Casey Fun Days, and it's just kind of a nice little family tradition.
Well, good. Well, hopefully the weather is good for you, July 7th and 8th, here coming up on the weekend, and you've got a Friday night schedule. It's a short schedule, but it's something to kick things off with, and then Saturday's just a packed schedule. But let's talk Friday night. What'll be happening?
Yeah, so basically everybody's just going to be downtown on Main Street, or I guess it's McPherson Street there in Casey, but we'll all be downtown starting at 6 p.m. The Casey Fire Department has put together a bags tournament. They're going to have Main Street blocked off, and they'll have a bag board set up, and they're going to start having registration, I think it's at 6 p.m. on Friday night, and then the actual tournament is supposed to begin at 7, and they'll just go till whenever it's over. I know there's been, depending on how many registrants they have, they've had years where they got done at a decent time, and other years I've looked over towards town and they're still out there at midnight or one throwing bags. So, and then during all that, the service club, Casey Service Club, we're also going to have our beer garden open on the east patio of our community building there, starting at six to nine. We'll have the beer garden open, and we're going to have live music also by Acoustic Roads. It's a country duo band. They're part of a bigger band called Blacktop, but we're only able to get two members for this scheduled date, and it's Mandy Michelle and Jeremy Williams make up Acoustic Roads, and they put on a heck of a show, so we're all looking forward to seeing them there.
Excellent.
So.
All right, very good.
Yeah.
Outdoor stuff then coming up here on Friday night, and be a lot of outdoor stuff
yep.
on Saturday. Man, you guys have a packed schedule on Saturday.
Yeah, yep, there's quite a bit of stuff. We're trying to pack in as much as we can, it looks like.
So. It does. Well, starting out in the morning, I know you got to get your belly full, so we got to start out with a breakfast.
Yep, we're going to start out at 7 a.m. at the community building, and we're having a pancake breakfast sponsored by Tori's Angels, which they raise quite a bit of money to help out with different health problems with kids around the state, I believe. And so they're going to do a pancake breakfast starting at 7 and running until 9, I believe. And then with that, there's also going to be registration at 7 at the same community building location there to sign up for the Casey Stampede Fun Run, which you can choose whether you want to do a 5K or a 1 mile, and you can walk or run, whatever you're comfortable with. They just, the more the merrier, basically.
Where do I sign up to watch the run?
Well, I suppose you just show up, and I don't even think you have to ask permission. Just bring your lawn chair.
Well, for some of us, that's our speed, so we need to cater to everyone.
I have two speeds, slow and stop, so I'll probably be an observer as well.
All right. Very good. Well, lots of things going on. Let's talk a little bit about some of the events going on. I see you've got both a kids' parade and then the big parade as well.
Yep. So at 9:30, the kids' parade, we usually kick things off kind of with that as far as the parade department goes, and we'll have all the kids that want to want to be in the kids' parade, meet at the Methodist Church on McPherson Street. And I think it's Linda's Hair Hut is the sponsor for that. So she'll be there lining up the kids, and she'll take care of all the registration and stuff with them. She did want to make sure we encouraged everybody to, the more unique and creative they want to get with their float, whether they're doing a little float or decorating their bike or whatever, that they have special prizes already lined up for most creative and unique entries for the kids' parade this year. And then after that, we're going to do something new this year, sponsored by Middle River Marketing. We're going to have a Little Miss and Mr. Casey contest, and Peyton Fralick is sponsoring that with her business, Middle River Marketing. And so they can basically meet on Main Street at 9:45, just basically at the end of the kids' parade. They're going to be have everything set up to do that, and I think she's got kind of a little interview process set up for the entrance, and it should be an entertaining little show, it sounds like, anyway.
Excellent. Well, I know you've got your community awards and after that, and then that kind of leads into the big parade.
Yeah, yep. So once we get done with all the Little Miss and Mr. contest and the awards, then the big parade, it lines up at starting at 9:30 up at the ballpark, which is on it's on West Oak Street on the north end of Casey, kind of up by the water tower. So if anybody's looking for that, that's where they'll want to line up. And that actually starts at 10:30, and we'll just make our way down Oak Street to McPherson and go right down town and end kind of down by the community building there. So anywhere along the main drag in Casey, people can set up and just catch the parade that way.
Okay. So, is that the usual parade route?
Yeah. Yep. It's the same route we've done for as long as I can remember anyway.
Okay. So plenty
of
shade
trees. You have to go downhill in case you got a roll, you're going the right way.
There you go. Yeah. Plenty of shade trees along the way.
Exactly. Yep. There is. It's all shaded.
All right. Very good. Well, plenty of other things to do. After we get done with the parade, there are plenty of activities through the afternoon. You want to run us through some of those?
Yeah. So for lunch options, we're going to have quite a few of that kind of just all over the place for lunch this year. We got activities planned down at the community building and at the Methodist Church. They're going to be serving their own lunch there as well. So that's open to the public. Anybody, they're serving from 11 to 1 p.m. there. And then the Boys and Girls Club is going to be setting up a lunch at the community building. So they'll have food there available also from 11 to 2, it looks like, is what they're planning on doing. And then a lot of the Casey Mutual Telephone Company, they've sponsored inflatable, like water slides and bounce houses, stuff like that at the city park. So they'll have that set up there. And then the Casey Service Club has yard games set up. There's a company that's coming to town that she puts on yard games and all sorts of entertainment for kids, different games and activities for them. So she'll be set up at the park as well. And then I think they have, like, I think there was 3 or 4 different food vendors that were going to be set up down there too. I can't remember all of them. I know the Casey Creamery was going to have a trailer down there at the park. And then I think there was CNN Concessions was planning on being there. And Midwest Meats, there was, I think, like I said, 3 or 4 different vendors at least were planning on being there. So there should be plenty of options for lunch. So,
okay, very good. Well, as we get into the afternoon, we always have things going on for the kids, but for the adults too, the antique show. I know it looks like you've been pretty involved in the antique show today.
Yeah, yep. So Whittemore Auction Realty is my family's company, and my mom put this together, I think, 2 years ago, I think, was the first year of our 150th, maybe, is when she did that. And so she just brings in a couple experts that really know their stuff as far as antiques are concerned, and people can enter whatever they want, kind of basically just like the Antiques Roadshow. If you have some sort of a family heirloom or an antique that is special to you, you can bring it and enter it. And then they have different categories based on oldest family item and mystery item, and then the most unique item. So there'll be prizes for each of those too. But last year, I know that was a lot of fun seeing some of the stuff people brought in, because there was several items that everybody just was kind of scratching their head wondering what it even did. But apparently the judges were indeed knowledgeable, because they knew what everything was.
Stump the younger generation. Yep. They don't know what some of those things are.
exactly.
Very good.
Well, some of that stuff we don't want to know anyway. No. Usually meant more work.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Cakewalk, yep. There's an outdoor movie later in the afternoon. You got the classic car show going on. Do you get a lot of entries from around the region?
Yeah, it has been. I know, I think it was 2 years ago, they had, I could not believe how many, I'm not sure how many entries they had, but I know there was like 3 or 4 blocks downtown just blocked off full of cars. So I'm anxious to see how many show up this year. It'll probably depend on kind of how our weather treats us and stuff. But I know they've been working pretty good and sending out letters to everybody that has a classic car to bring it in. So hopefully we have a good turnout for that, too.
Excellent. Well, I don't want to skip over anything here, too. I think we jumped over the bake sale. I want to give the folks with the Lutheran Women's Missionary League the credit for putting that together.
Yep. And they'll have, every year they have quite a bit of baked good stuff. And then they also bring a lot of their fresh produce and garden stuff. They, who knows, maybe fresh eggs, you name it, whatever they can come up with, they'll have set up at the community building there as well for sale. So, and then the gals at the Rolling Hills Bank, they put together a scavenger hunt for an amazing race scavenger hunt starting at 11:30 in front of the bank. Everybody that wants to partake in that is just asked to meet in front of the bank, and they'll pass out the schedules or however exactly they're going to do that, and then they'll hit the ground running on that deal too.
Excellent. Well, I know you get a lot of good support from folks coming out to enjoy the day, but you also have a lot of good support from you kind of touched on it too, some of the businesses and organizations in town that jump in to help to sponsor and coordinate some of these events. We want folks to focus on the local.
Yep, we do. And we're very fortunate, especially kind of in this day with the struggle of small towns in general in Iowa. Casey's pretty fortunate to have. We got a very tight-knit community, and we have a lot of loyal businesses that have been in the area for a long time, or even some of the newer ones that just recently have opened up. But everybody has been great about welcoming new business, and we want to support them, and they do a great job of supporting our community. So it's just, I don't know, we can never thank any of our businesses enough, because they're the reason that we're able to do this every year.
You bet. Well, Casey Fun Day is coming up this weekend, July 7th and 8th, Friday night, and most of the day on Saturday. The folks with the Casey Service Club and many other businesses, organizations working hard to put together what you hope will be a fun couple of days. Brett Wedemeyer with us here this morning talking about Casey Fun Days coming up on the weekend. Brett, thanks so much for all you do and the Service Club members, and appreciate all the time today here, and have a great weekend.
You bet. Thanks a lot for checking it out.